Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Producer Elif, how much money do we have in our virtual kettle, please? We've got a virtual kettle. We're going to try and get it to $80,000. The other day we were at about $4,000 or $5,000. Where are we now, Producer Elif?
$10,144, John.
All right, I'm going to write that down, 9:21 a.m. How much is it again, Producer Elif? $10,900, I think she said, $41, something like that. So we're $10,144. Okay, so we're just over 10 grand. Means we've got about $70,000 to go. My goal is $80,000. David Hochberg is in our studio. He promotes this little cause of ours on his Saturday show, in his commercials, and in our studio sometimes. What's your goal for us, Hock?
150. Well, actually, I'd like to eclipse.
I don't know why I'm even asking.
I'd like to eclipse last year.
Andy, what's your goal, by the way?
My goal is 100,000.
100,000. Okay. It's my show. 80,000. Hochberg, you wanted to say what? Don't worry about the headphones. We can hear you.
Okay. So I brought in Joe Brand's face, okay, because I donated my head last year. My wife wasn't real thrilled with that, especially when we had to go to a couple of holiday parties.
You dyed your hair if we hit a goal.
Yeah, it was red and white, and then it turned pink and just bad. So, yeah, well, it was a great idea at the time, but kind of like one of those great on paper.
I don't know why you didn't color it back then.
I did, but I had to let it grow because, you know, I color my hair a lot, never. So I was told I had to let it grow out in order for them to reapply some black on up there instead of the pink. Because red, in case you didn't know, you dye your hair red, turns pink.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then the white turns like this beige.
So anyway, I don't Joe Brand's face.
So we're done with my head. We're gonna continue, and we donated Joe's hair on the top of his head because he hadn't had a haircut in like a year and a half due to COVID. But now for some reason he decided to grow that mustache.
Joe Brand has a mustache now.
It's horrible. But so 150, we cut the mustache off.
I saw Joe the other day. He sheepishly walked into my office and said, "What am I doing now?"
What did Hochberg?
I said, "Don't worry. I don't think you're doing anything." Javier Montenegro is the Divisional Secretary for Program at the Metropolitan Divisional Headquarters of the Salvation Army. Javier, nice to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are. So what do you do? What do you do for the Army?
So I'm the Divisional Secretary for Program, so I oversee a media production team, a music program, statistics, and making sure we keep kids safe in all of our programs.
What's the Army's goal this year?
This year, our goal is $18 million. We're trying to raise that much money for our Hope Marches On Christmas campaign because we know there's a lot of people that need hope, not just now during the holiday season, but throughout the year.
Yeah, that's interesting. So we'll take care of the immediate needs, but let's give them hope for a more fulfilled, independent, brighter future.
That's right. Like we're here to help families all year round, and that's what we want to do. And we're so grateful for your support during this time of year.
Yeah, well, he's talking to you, the WGN listener, who's got us up to $10,144 in our virtual kettle. If you call this number, just go to WGNradio.com. You see the link. You can make a donation right now in our virtual online kettle. If you'd rather do it over the phone, call 844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. And you can make a donation to our Salvation Army virtual kettle. By the way, Stan is on WGN Radio. Hey, Stan, good morning. What can we do for you?
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thinking me and the company want to start your bid out there for your cups.
Oh, yeah, I've got two of the Speed Jokes coffee mugs and two glasses, a set of four autographed for you. How much will you give for those?
$100, John.
That's a good start, my friend. Okay, now you may get out bid, so keep listening. We'll close the bidding at 11:50, okay?
We certainly will.
I'll put you on hold. Elif, you make sure you get his contact information, and if he's the top bidder, he gets the set of four mugs. You know, on my Facebook page, I've got a video about all of the swag you'll get if you make a big donation. And then underneath there, we said, what's your favorite joke of the year? And we got such interesting and fun text messages or what would you call them? Posts, responses on my page. And I was just glad that a lot of you were reminding me of some of these jokes. And now I'm trying to figure out where I put them. Stand by. Here they are. Hey, John Williams, I tape your speed jokes tape, that is, record your speed jokes every day, and then I make a calendar for myself, and I'm now up to the year 2025. I calculated that we did about 1,800 jokes so far this year. John, I have no idea, but the joke that I remember best and liked the most was where the janitor jumps out of the closet and yells, "Supplies!" It cracks me up every time. John, where the photographer got killed by a wheel of cheese. I loved it. It took me a long while to figure it out. John, I like the joke where you said you were having dinner with a couple who got into an argument. You don't normally take sides, but then you took his French fries and her coleslaw. John, my favorite joke was the one where a truck dumped Viagra into the Chicago River and all the bridges went up. John, the John, two flies screwing in a light bulb. It took me forever, but it was memorable. John, it may have been your delivery, but I laughed all day at the cat who ate a ball of yarn and later had mittens. Why don't you play poker in the jungle? Too many cheetahs. Still my favorite, John. John, this week it's been I've been retelling the Xanax for a palindrome obsession. I went to see the doctor. I had an obsession with palindromes. What did he prescribe? Xanax? John, the cowboy wearing paper, arrested for rustling, makes me laugh every time. John, what does James Bond's doorbell say? Dong. Ding dong. That's my favorite joke of the year, John. And one more. John, here's my favorite joke of the year. Why is Santa Claus so jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live. So those are some of the jokes we told this year. And you've been recollecting them and reposting them as you do. On my Facebook page, I'm WGN King John. Cue the snappy music, producer Elif, in 3, 2, 1, woof. Andy Mazur's in our studio. Happy holidays, Andy Mazur.
Right back at you.
Bob Coyne from the WGN Radio Sales Department. Hey, Bobby.
Happy holidays, everyone.
You heard Hochberg's voice a moment ago, but listen anyway. And also in our studio is Javier Montenegro from the Salvation Army. Javier, welcome back again. You were in our studio last year.
Once again.
At some peril, I think, to us all. It was kind of weird to be in a studio in the earlier days, or say the middle days of the pandemic, but you bravely came in here and championed the cause of people donating to the Salvation Army. If you call right now, here's just, I've given you two phone numbers, but here's the main number for the show today, 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. You can call that number right now. Operators are standing by. They will take your donation to the Salvation Army. We are promoting the organization that helps with hunger. Javier, you can help me with this. Poverty, housing, youth issues, older adult issues. Addiction is a big part of what the Salvation Army
provides. That is a huge part of what services. We do. And I know sometimes that not as heralded, but people are still struggling with substance abuse, and we try to be there for them to recover and to live a life that's productive and recovery.
Spiritual issues, good Lord, disaster relief for people. And I guess that would mean food, shelter, groceries, coffee, and food for the emergency responders. I presume your staffs are really busy in Southern Illinois and in the Southeast.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. With the tragedies that just happened with the tornadoes, you know, we're uniquely placed in communities all over the United States, and we were able to respond really quickly.
Isn't that because you guys are structured as an army? Think about it. It's Salvation Army. Those are two kind of incongruous words, but if you said the general tells the lieutenant to tell the captain, hey, here's what you've got to do, people fall into order. They know their responsibilities, and it gets done.
That's right. We're able to respond really quickly, and what's neat is if the disaster is big enough, we're able to pull resources from all over the place. So if they need help, we can even come from the Chicagoland area to help those places that are impacted.
They can't do it without a little bit of money. Can you call 844-361-8400 right now and make a donation? Or call 312-981-7200. That's our call-in line. And tell producer Elif how much you'll give for our family set of four. Mugs and glasses, autographs, speed jokes, coffee mugs. We've never done this before. To the highest bidder, producer Elif says we're now at $200 on that. Call 844-361-8400 to make a bid to the Salvation Army headquarters, where their operators are standing by.
John, we have a nice note here on our Kettle page. People can comment and make responses. And Chris and Tom Blecker said, we chose the Salvation Army this year in Tom's dad's honor, Art Blecker, who was a Chicago fireman who always said the Salvation Army was such a blessing to them when fighting fires. And I know that they bring their truck around whenever there's a disaster, and they have coffee and donuts and blankets, and they're just there when you need them.
Where are we now, Producer Olive? Tell us what the total is in our virtual Salvation Army kettle at 9:48. We're raising as much money as we can for the Army between now and noon. Where are we, Olive? Ding, ding.
$13,512, John.
$13,500. Let's play some snappy music in 3, 2, 1. Hit it. Joe Brand just strolled into our WGN radio studios. Hi, Joe. Nice to see you.
Sorry, I'm playing the saxophone right now. I don't have much time to talk.
From WGN Radio Sports Department and our hockey coverage, you have some free time on your hands now, so you can come into our studio, huh?
Yeah, yeah. There's a little morning skate going on at the United Center, so that's not until 10:30, though. So I figured I'd tip on over here and... you know, pay my dues that David Hochberg so kindly offered me up to do.
Right. $112,500 away from Joe getting that, whatever that thing's called, above his lip shaved off.
Joe's got a handsome mustache that Hochberg likes to make fun of. You don't see it on the radio. We do in the studio.
Thank God.
You do a Saturday show with him.
Yes.
You have got your gang
yes.
of sponsors and co-hosts and friends on your Saturday show to
yes.
do what?
I am happy to announce, proud to announce, that all of the sponsors, experts on Home Sweet Home Chicago have stepped up, and we're doing a $25,000 match. So can I just name the companies real quick? Fire them off. Access Elevator, Builder Supply Outlet, Stephen A. Leahy, Open Tax Resolution, Mega Pros, Silverthorne Home Builders, Rose Pest Solutions, R.J. Graham, Ray Kaplan, PermaSeal, Peerless Fence, Modern Mill Solar, Next Door and Window, Mr. Floor, Miracle Method, Mike Long from Mike's Landscape Lighting, Lindemann Chimney, J.C. Restoration, Amy Kite, BMO Harris, Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son, ComEd, Donna Sattler, J.C. Licht, Jill Van Reet, Dykstra Home Services, Dave Schluter, Joe Cotton Ford, Lindholm Roofing, and that's it so far. So
I didn't know you had that many friends.
Well, you know, you have a radio show, you get a lot of friends. So
Friends,
quote-unquote friends.
Yeah, but then you call them back and say, hey, friend, how about donating? $25,000 is the match your show will give.
Yes.
If I give, so a dollar is now two, a hundred is now 200.
25 is now 50.
We can do the math. Can you? 844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400 and take advantage of that match.
Also, we've got the Hawks tickets that I just wanted to stress. The games right now that we're putting out there, Center Ice Suite. Joe, you were up there. John,
yeah, it's a great view.
21st of December against the Panthers. Second place in their division. First place in their, I think first place in their...
It might be in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, I could look that up. I didn't know I was going to be doing this today.
Second place in the Eastern Conference on the 21st.
You'd think your mustache would be enough, wouldn't you? But no.
Well, right. It's a great team. And then on the 23rd of the December, we have the Dallas Stars. So we've got 10 pairs, first come, first serve, $2,500 for a pair. You get food. We load it up with food. We got beverages, two tickets, and we take care of the food, dessert cart, the whole shebang.
It's a really nice view.
It's a really cool view because you're so on top of the ice.
Yeah.
You can see absolutely everything going on. It's a totally different view than just watching on TV.
Make a donation of $2,500 or more. You get a pair of those, 844-361-8400. Heck, Bob Coyne, if you make a donation of $100 or more, you qualify for other WGN swag, don't you?
Yes, you do, John. $100 will get you a retro gray WGN t-shirt. $250 or more donation will get you a WGN tote bag. A $500 donation will get you an 18-inch marbled bamboo cutting board. And for a $2,000 donation, you'll get a marvelous English-style willow picnic basket with wine glasses and plates and flatware. It's just gorgeous. And then for $2,500 or more, of course, the Hawks tickets.
From the Salvation Army, Javier Montenegro's in our studio. He works at headquarters, right? But you've been on the ground dealing with families' need, providing services through your career. What's a typical scenario? We give money, the Salvation Army captures those dollars, then they spend it on what? How does the money get used?
Yeah, so we're spending it, you know, 82% of the money that we get in goes to the programs and services. And, you know, we take real responsibility with the money that's given to us. So we try to help families really directly on the ground, and people that come to us, and even in this last year, for the very first time asking for help, saying we need, you know, we need support, rent, mortgage, utility assistance, youth programs, and we're there for them.
I've read a lot of stories this week of families who came to you because they were worried about their rent and groceries. And I know that sounds cliche, but it really is people who don't have enough money for groceries and rent. And you guys will write checks for their rent. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, over the last year during the pandemic, we've given $1.6 million in financial assistance to families to keep them in their homes and to keep them fed. That's what we wanted to do throughout the year.
So, Hawk, that's where your money's going. $20,000 match. A $20,000 match if you call 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. So over at HQ, is that where all the operators are standing by? They're answering the phones, right?
They are. They're ready to go.
The staff of the Salvation Army is there. If you want to do it online, go to WGNradio.com, and we've got a link there. Do any of you guys have what the total is right now on our way to $80,000 in our virtual kettle?
Yes, John. If I refresh, $15,368.
Okay. We started at $10,000. So here in the first half hour or so, we've increased our contribution to the Salvation Army by $5,000. Hawk will give $20,000 with his show sponsors if we get another...
I think you said 25.
25, John.
25,000.
I thought you said something about dyeing your arm hair, too, right?
If I had arm hair, I would dye it. So stay in your lane there, Joe Brand, and focus on your mustache. Okay, so we got 25 turns into 50. So 50, we got 15. What do we got?
Yeah, 15 would be 30.
So 15 plus 50, we're at 65. So you're almost halfway there, buddy. Just keep chomping.
This is what I remember from last year, though, is once it's a snowball effect. Once we get higher and higher and higher, the number gets bigger and bigger quicker.
It really starts rolling in, doesn't it? Well, I'm not motivated by watching you shave your mustache at all. That's not going to do it for me.
I've been asking that question, who is, really, over the past week or so, other than David Hochberg.
Well, I think it starts with the mustache, John, and it goes to the eyebrows. I'm just making
okay,
a statement.
All right.
What motivates me
There's got to be a line somewhere.
I want to give a donation to the Salvation Army because of what Javier said. Not your hijinks, but because I know it's going to go to families who have vital needs, and that's what you guys are all about. And we'll tell you more of those stories as we move our way along the show this morning. But right now, just make a donation to 844-361-8400. Let's do this. We'll pause here, update you on the latest WGN radio news at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then after that, we're at about 15. Let's see if we can't come out of the news break at 20 or so. Remember, a $20,000 donation, that is donations up to $20,000, are matched by David Hochberg's what's the three-ring circus you're
on? Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday mornings, 10 to 1. It's $25,000, by the way.
We said the first $25,000. The first $25,000 would be matched by Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's David Hochberg's Saturday morning show on WGN. He has a bunch of experts, sponsors, friends of his that populate that show all around the world of financing, fixing up, and buying a home. $25,000, we said if we get that, they'll match it. Joe Brand, what do we add in our virtual kettle?
I can't do the Elif voice, which I wish I could, but $25,256.
$25,256. So, Hawk, you guys haven't made your contribution. So
it's coming in.
No, that's what I mean. But so we can say we're at $50,000 then, right?
Sure.
Well, that was easy. Okay, let's do another. Matches are fun. Let's talk to Joe Hogle. Hey, Joe, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Hey, John, good morning to you and David. How are you doing?
Who's this guy?
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. He is the home improvement expert on our Saturday morning extravaganza.
I think he's the one guy that keeps that show tethered. Like, every now and then he'll call you out. He's very funny.
Every half hour.
He knows his stuff. I think you do a real good job on that show, Joe. Why don't you leave that one and work on mine?
Oh, my God, John, that would be such an honor. You have no idea.
Listen to that.
It'll be an upgrade is what he wants to say.
Joe, you're going to make a donation to the Salvation Army for us, aren't you?
Yes, sir. $1,000. That's good, right?
Bucks, right? Wow. So where are we at now, Joe Brand?
We are at, well, including Mega Joe's?
No.
Okay. $25,856.
We're $25,800. So let's make that a match. You'll give $1,000 if we can get another $1,000. Fair enough, Joe?
Absolutely.
Thanks for your sponsorship at WGN Radio, your donation to the Salvation Army, and for putting up with you-know-who. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. That's been a pleasure as well. So thank you both for everything you do.
All right, buddy. See you Saturday, brother.
By the way, speaking of that phone line, thank you, Joe Hogle at MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done. This is Shane Carlin. Hey, Shane, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. Now, you're at the place where the phones are ringing for the Salvation Army. Oh, I should mention the phone number. Hey, Bob Coyne, why don't you mention the phone number on WGN Radio that they can call in to make a donation to our friend Shane here.
The phone number is 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400.
Make a phone call to that number right now and take advantage of the folks from MegaPro's match of $1,000. I hope the phones are ringing, Shane.
They are, and we're very excited, but they can always keep on ringing more. We just received a $5,000 gift, which was really exciting. We were looking her up in the system. She's a brand new donor to the Salvation Army, and that's so important because that's what we need. We need new donors to come, and we love the one-time gift, but we also love the monthly gift. So if you can give, you know, $25 a month or $50 a month, or those the sustaining gifts are what's really important to us because, as you know, the crisis is very high, and we need to make sure that we take care of our clients, and it's just not going to end today or tomorrow.
All right, keep answering the phone. Thank that person from all of us and obviously for all of the people in the Chicagoland metropolitan area that benefit from the services of the Salvation Army. We'll call again, Shane. Thank you for doing what you're doing over there.
Thank you.
It's 10:15 on WGN. The number to call to talk to Shane and those nice people, 844-361-8400. Bob, if you make a donation of more than $100, you qualify for a really groovy retro WGN radio t-shirt. Donate a little bit more. We've got a nice tote bag. We've got a picnic basket, a cutting board. As your donations go up, the value of the prizes gets nicer, but we'll take any donation you can make. You can also do it at WGNradio.com. There's a link right there. Call 844-361-8400. Joe Brand, what's the number in our virtual kettle now, sir?
32,152.
So you responded. Thank you very much, Joe, and the folks at Mega Pros with the match. So we are now at $32,000. When you call 844-361-8400, folks from the Salvation Army are there. I don't like doing this math on the fly, David Hochberg, but you said your show is going to donate $25,000. And if we're at $32,000, then 25 and 32 is 50, 20, 32, 25.
That'd be 57.
57. Thank you, Joe. So we are almost going to hit my goal of $80,000 for the Salvation Army this morning, which will be just fan-flipping-tastic. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's a low goal, but if you shoot for low goals, yeah, it's fantastic. But
here is a story from one of the folks who has benefited from the services of the Salvation Army. Javier, you've met people like this. I mean, this is the sort of folks that knock on your door, sometimes reluctantly, too, I suppose. They do not want to be the recipients of Salvation Army services.
That's right, and we've seen people just for the very first time asking for help, especially during this last year. And yeah, they don't want to do it, but we want to be people. We want to be there for people, even who don't want to come. We're there for them too.
Diana, single mom, three girls, starting at age 12, 9. I don't have the age of the third one here. Maybe twins. Works at McDonald's. Due to the pandemic, her hours got cut. That definitely took away from our financial situation, Diana says. I worried about paying our rent and utilities. When Diana went to the Salvation Army for assistance, they provided a month of her back rent, as well as a box of food and Christmas presents. This was last December. She says, I honestly don't know what I would have done without that help. It means a lot. I am so thankful. Stories like this all day long.
All day long, Joe. And I'll tell you what, even though the economy's roaring back, there's still a lot of our listeners out there that are having such unbelievable hardships, economic hardships. So if you're fortunate enough and you had a good year, and you're on your feet, and you've got a job, Let's take care of those brothers and sisters of ours out there that aren't as fortunate as those that don't have to worry about feeding their kids or buying holiday gifts for their kids.
And as Javier will probably tell us, there are people who walk in who thought, I would never thought I would be walking into a Salvation Army facility.
Right. We hear those stories every year. People desperate for support, never thinking that they would have to ask for help, really being financially okay for so long and now having to ask for it.
And we hear the stories, too, that people who have been recipients, and then when they're back on their feet, they're great donors because they know how true the service is. By the way, a lot of you are texting and calling in, and I know that some of you had trouble listening to us on the stream. We heard you. We have fixed those issues, so the stream is back up and running, as you now know. If you're listening to us on the stream, you can call 844-361-8400. Here's another match that I was able to record with Tracy Kahn. He's
on
the general manager of Joe Cotton Ford, and I talked to him just a couple of days ago. He couldn't join us live, but let's catch up with another one of our sponsors who wanted to make a donation to the Salvation Army.
On a phone line is Tracy Kahn. He is the general manager at Joe Cotton Ford. You'll find them at 175 North Avenue in Carroll Stream. And we have a $1,000 match going on right now. If you make a donation up to $1,000, the good folks at Joe Cotton Ford are going to match that for our friends at the Salvation Army. Tracy, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, John?
Real good. Happy holidays. And on behalf of all of us, the Salvation Army and the people that benefit from their services, thanks for making the donation.
Well, it's a pleasure, and it's you're great people to work with, and so are the Salvation Army.
Yeah, well, I'll certainly second the second half of that. And it's been a hard year for car dealers, so your generosity is much appreciated right now. How are things going over at Joe Cotton Ford?
You know, we don't have enough inventory to sell on the new side, but we're making do with what we have. We're trying to buy customers' vehicles so that we have used vehicles to sell. And, of course, we're trying to remain competitive with our service, and we opened our commercial service center. So we do, we are taking advantage of that area. But other than that, things are going okay.
Well, you can only do with what you got. You can't sell something you don't have. And I know you guys are working hard to get more used inventory, cleaning that up and turning it around. I'm bringing a Schwinn Varsity by from 1979. Is that okay?
Certainly. I'm a biker myself. So, yeah, I'd be happy to have it.
Well, so talk to me a little bit about the commercial side. You just mentioned that. Are you guys doing that 179 thing this year where businesses want to acquire inventory before the end of the year?
Yes. Yeah, so there's an IRS code, Section 179, where they can get a complete deduction on vehicles that they purchase before the end of the year. So a lot of people are trying to take advantage of that last-minute write-off. And I do have some commercial vehicles, some pickup trucks that we can sell before the end of the year. Inventory has been difficult to come by, but I did make sure that I got a hold of some commercial trucks that we could sell and some cabin chassis. So yeah, we are in pretty good shape that way. And so we're trying to help businesses out that want to take advantage of that.
And I guess service, if people can't get new vehicles as easily now, then they've got to keep the vehicle they have running as well as they can. So service is at a premium, isn't it?
Service is, yes. And that is part of the reason we opened our commercial service center, is so that we could accommodate the businesses. A lot of, as you said, a lot of people can't get new vehicles, so they're spending money on their older vehicles to keep them running. And so time is money with them, so the longer they're down, the more they're out. So we've been trying to accommodate those people. We've been open 6 days a week to try and help those businesses out so that they can keep their fleets going.
Tracy, give me the day, date, and time that this is all going to end. When are you going to have every last new car you want?
Yeah. He didn't have an answer to that. That's Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford. And yet, you know, as busy as some car dealers aren't with the new car sales, they're stepping up and making a donation for our campaign here with the Salvation Army. Thank you, Tracy Kahn, and the folks at Joe Cotton Ford. 1025 on WGN. Okay, where are we now, Bob Coyne? From WGN Radio Sales, Bob has been pushing us all year long to make this little radiothon of ours the biggest success it can be. What's the number we got so far?
John, we are at 33,952, but I do need to mention something from Jeff Roby. We're at the headquarters. He said, we just got a $22,000 donation.
Wow.
Now, he says it won't show up online since it was an EFT gift, but it came in through the phone center. So we will get credit for that and our total. And it's just amazing the generosity of Chicagoans. We appreciate it. It's needed. And these Salvation Army are the right people to take care of this and take care of those most in need.
Wow. So 22,000. Hochberg's show has donated 25,000. Yep. And what's the amount that we're showing on our kettle right now?
33,952.
So 22, that'd be 47 and 34 would be $80,000 so yeah. far.
So we're pretty much almost at your low, lame goal. So we got we should double that.
Well, let's see how well we can do.
Another hour and a half to go, for heaven's sakes.
This is WGN 1033. Good morning to you. John Williams here. And, you know, I normally do a show where we talk about news, sports, weather, traffic, whatever's on my mind, whatever's on your mind. It's not all been good news lately, but there we are living in Chicago, making the best of it. We do speed jokes, too. Today is the one day of the year that we say, all right, let's do what we can to help the Salvation Army. They're there every hour of every day of the year. We take 2 hours, 2.5 hours a year, and we say, hey, wow, we're rocking it now. We say, hey, let's help the Salvation Army. Can you make a donation by calling 844-361-8400? Call 844-361-8400 right now and make a donation to the Salvation Army. Javier Montenegro is in our studio, the Divisional Secretary for Program at the Metro Divisional Headquarters for the Salvation Army. You know, David Hochberg and I were talking, Javier, about the fact that the stories that really, I think, warm our heart and make you believe in the mission of the Army are the stories not just of the people who receive services, right, Hoch, but who also then sure. turn around and say, I'm going to be a champion for the Salvation Army. I'm going to make a donation, too. Bob Coyne is in our studio, too. Bob, what's the total we have in our virtual kettle right now?
We are at $36,104. Sure.
That's where we were just before the break. Now, let's get it going again. Make a donation right now. Call 844-361-8400. Javier, you are one of those stories, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right. When I was a teenager growing up in the suburbs of Chicago, I came from a single-parent home, and I needed, you know, positive people and positive things to help me. And I remember being involved with the Salvation Army Youth Program and music programs, and I was able to get a trombone in my hand and learn how to play the trombone, which I later then played on a kettle.
Can you be a Salvation Army and not play a brass instrument? Can you be a Salvation Army officer and not be a brass instrument player?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm one of the few that still plays brass and happy to do it.
And the virtual kettles are more important now than ever, aren't they? Because, let's face it, folks aren't out as much. It's always been a challenge to get as many people as you'd like to have ringing the bells. So let's do it online these days.
That's right. We try to make donating as easy and safe as possible, and people can just connect online and even on the website today to donate. And again, it's just a quick click away to be able to support your neighbors in need.
So here's the number to call, 844-361-8400. Or go to WGNradio.com. By the way, we said we will auction off a Speed Joke coffee mug. No, two Speed Joke coffee mugs and two Speed Joke glasses. So we've got that family set of four to the highest donor. Call 312-981-7200. Just call into the radio show here. 312-981-7200. How much you want to give for that?
The text line is also open now. 51555. So you could text WGN Radio. No space. WGN Radio without a space to 51555. That's how I made my donation, just to make sure that it worked. So it works. 51555. Type in WGN Radio, no space. You'll get a response back. You can click on the link. It's super easy.
It was a not small donation. Thank you for that. And we are at $200 on the Speed Jokes coffee mug set. So if you bid $250, you'll be in the running. We're only going to auction off that one set. Call 31. Just call in to Producer Aleph. I'd like to have the Speed Joke coffee mug set and the glasses. And you have to be the top bidder about an hour from now. At 11:50, we'll close the auction. We're at $200 on that, and we're at about $36,000 overall.
$37,360.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I was heartbroken because I didn't think I would be able to get any gifts for my kids this year, said Rhonda, a mom participating in the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program last year. Javier, that's where they tell the Army what it is they'd like for Christmas for their kids?
That's right. They can say, you know, this is what our kids want as gifts, and we're able to give them some joy during the holidays.
So a woman writes, I lost my job due to the pandemic, and have not been able to get another job because my kids were doing remote learning. Childcare is expensive. She was in tears as she selected gifts for her children and was moved when she learned the Army would also provide much-needed rent assistance. Thank you so much for giving my kids a Christmas this year. Do they literally come in and physically acquire, the moms and dads, these gifts for their kids?
They do, yeah. They go throughout Chicagoland. We serve every zip code, so there's families from all over Chicagoland coming to get gifts, actually this week and next week.
It's my wife and I volunteered one year as part of that program, and it's really something to see the parents walking into what is kind of like a toy store and saying, I'll take this and this, thank you very much. And they're a little sheepish about it, but they're also very appreciative, too. You were reading some of those stories,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got a great one from a Guatemalan immigrant by the name of Lubia. Her and her husband and two sons moved from Guatemala to Rockford. Had no place to live, no furniture, no dishes, no beds, nothing. Salvation Army of Belvedere bought them secondhand furniture, beds, dishes, and bedding. Lubia now volunteers at the Salvation Army in Belvedere, teaches classes and volunteers with the Angel Tree program that you were just mentioning, that purchases gifts for needy families, because she remembers how special it was for her and her two sons, Jose and Christian, to receive gifts when Lubia and her husband couldn't afford it when they moved from Guatemala.
If you make a donation of $100 or more, you qualify for the WGN Radio T-shirt. $250 gets you the tote bag. If you make a donation a little more generous than that, the marbled bamboo cutting board. I did not know a cutting board could be so fantastic and sophisticated. And wait till you see the English-style willow picnic basket you qualify for with a donation of $2,000 or more. Heck, I would skip the $2,000 donation, go for the $2,500 donation, and get a pair of tickets to the suite for a Blackhawks game December.
On the 21st of 21st. December against the Florida Panthers, or the 23rd of December. What a great Christmas gift for, against the Dallas Stars. Two great teams, center ice, food. We got a full beverage dessert cart, and we'll even have some special guests there. I put in special requests for these type of things with the Blackhawks organization. So we get, sometimes we get alumni to come up to say hi, take pictures, and do some autographs.
I was in your suite one time watching a Bulls game, and I stepped outside to go to the restroom or something like that. And when I came back, my son said, "Dad, aren't you a Bob Love fan?" And
yeah.
I said, "He was my all-time favorite Chicago Bulls player." And they said, "He just came in here and left. And they all weren't sure who Bob Love was." And I go, "Butterbean, he was the smoothest jump shooter, and he's a great personal story of overcoming hardships. Bob Love was in this studio." They go, "Yeah," or in this suite. They go, "Yeah, he just left a little while ago."
Nicest guy in the world.
He is that.
Such a nice guy.
What's the matter, Producer Aleph? You whispered something in my ear. What's on your mind over there?
We are currently at $250 for the bid for the mugs and the glasses set.
$250. I thought they would go for around $75,000. So we're $250. 312-981-7200. It's a set of Speed Jokes coffee mugs and the much-coveted one-pint glasses. Okay, 844-361-8400 is the number to call into the Salvation Army headquarters, where operators are standing by to take your donation for those and other items. Remember, 844-361-8400, that's not the number we normally give you. It is the number today. You can also go to WGNradio.com. That might be easier for you if you want to just do it online. And you can also text one word, WGN Radio, to 51555. 51555. You can make your donation that way too. It's 10:42. This is WGN.
Merry Christmas, Chicago.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us to all of you.
From WGN.
Doors or windows sticking? Uneven floors? New cracks in your drywall or exterior brickwork? Bowing basement walls? Does any of this sound familiar? Hi, I'm Roy Spencer, president of PermaSeal. Many homeowners across Chicagoland are experiencing these symptoms of structural foundation issues. All too often, I hear of a homeowner that paid for an expensive consultation just to determine the problem. Don't be one of them. Call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL. Our certified structural consultants will thoroughly evaluate your foundation and offer a permanent solution at absolutely no charge. From Waukegan to DeKalb to Kankakee, we're committed to providing you with quality products and the superior service that you deserve. Call PermaSeal today at 800-421-SEAL. When the work is done, you'll have a transferable warranty along with priceless peace of mind. That's 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Your best for being better, PermaSeal.
The holidays are just around the corner, but Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Christmas sale is going on now with a variety of great gifts for everyone on your list. Like a special buy Sencor stand mixer, only $89.99 while supplies last. Rewards members save an extra $10. Get half off 6-quart Stir Crazy popcorn poppers, only $19.99. Power up gifts with 30 packs of Rayovac AA or AAA batteries, just $8.99. Or get a free Milwaukee M12 battery when you buy a qualifying Milwaukee Bear tool, $119 value, free. Give a unique gift like a Charbroil True Infrared Portable Gas Grill on sale for $149.99. And don't forget your pets. Right now, select jumbo dog beds are just $26.99. Rewards members save an extra $5. Plus, a Blaine's Farm and Fleet gift card is always the perfect gift. Shop genuine value on great gifts for everyone on your list during Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Christmas sale, going on now.
Find value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
It's 10:44. This is WGN. John Williams here. Our number is 312-981-7200. You can be part of our little clam bake as well. Just if you want to call and say hi, tell a story, pass along season's greetings, and maybe how the Salvation Army impacted you or a donation you've made before. You can make a donation right now at 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. What have you got in your hand there, David Hochberg?
I got a great story of a single mother from Villa Park by the name of Lori. She has a son who's autistic. He's on the spectrum by the name of Corey. She was having trouble getting Corey to intermingle and make friends, so she reached out to the Salvation Army in Oak Brook Terrace, where Corey got involved in the game of dodgeball. And as you know, who doesn't love a good game of dodgeball? It's one of the best games ever created, if you ask me, and nobody is, but I thought I'd throw it out
I'm
there.
Not shocked to hear that.
I know.
Keep going.
I love that game. Yeah. A couple years later, after Lori was able to get help for Corey, she had some medical challenges, fell on some hard time, couldn't hold a job because of all the time she was out of work because of her medical challenges. So she reached out to the Salvation Army, and they were there again. They stepped in to help Lori financially with rent and food and utilities. This is a quote from Lori. Salvation Army has been extremely generous, and we were able to save our home. Without the Salvation Army, we'd be homeless. So a lady, single mother in Villa Park. What a great story.
And it's not always that too, right, Javier? I mean, I suppose every kind of population set out there you see come through the doors at the Salvation Army, right?
That's right. Part of our mission statement says we serve without discrimination. So anytime someone needs help, that's where we're there to help meet their needs.
And the efficiency of the Salvation Army is pretty well known too, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. 82 cents out of every dollar goes to our program and services. Again, we hold in high respect the people, the trust that people give to us with their donations. And we really try to honor that and be good stewards of the money that's given to us.
I think we're going to do another match now. And Jeffrey Leving is on a phone line. That's line 7. Hey, Jeffrey, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Jeffrey. This is John. You're on the air. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Good to talk to you.
We appreciate that. You've got a match for us today, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. From the Jeffrey M. Leving Foundation. It's a foundation I set up for charitable giving.
So is that, what did I hear? Are you going to give us $1,000? Is that the number we're looking at?
Absolutely.
So if you give $1,000, no, if our listeners give $1,000, you'll match $1,000. It's 10:47. What's the number we're at right now, Bob Coyne? I'll keep track of this here. What are we looking at right now?
38,096.
38,096. I'm going to round that up to 39,000. Jeffrey will give $1,000 if we can raise another $1,000. So let's get to 40,000, and then you'll make it 41,000. Am I right, sir?
What I did is, I contacted this foundation I set up for charitable giving, and I told them to send over a check for $1,000 immediately.
That's great news. We appreciate that. How are things going with you, Jeffrey?
Oh, pretty good. Just very, very excited about helping more dads and children. Just reunited a father with his little girl for Christmas so they could spend Christmas together. A disabled father. Unfortunately, he's disabled. He was allowed no visitation. And now he's going to see his daughter for the first Christmas ever. I'm really happy about getting this done.
It's the area of law that you specialize in. You're well known in that field in Chicagoland. We appreciate you being part of our program. Thanks for making that donation. I'm going to let the phones keep ringing, and let's see if we can't double your $1,000. Sound good?
Fantastic, and I look forward to donating more.
Now, you heard that. Yeah. Donating more. Thank you, Jeffrey Levy. It's 10:48. Okay, Bob, what did I say I was at? I was at 39, so we want to get to 40, and then he'll make it 41.
39,824.
We're on our way. By the way, some of the donations, the $20,000, the $30,000 donations aren't even showing up on our virtual kettle. My goal was $80,000.
I think you're there.
We may be past that right now.
Yeah, I think you're over that. And plus, you know, Joe Brand's mustache, that goofy thing's coming off at 150. But here, I just wanted to bring something else up, John. I was talking to Javier about the box of food that they give out. $30 feeds a family of five. Okay, so one $30 donation. And I, you know, we just got done with Thanksgiving, and we're going into Christmas now, and everybody's going to... There was so much food left over in my house. It was ridiculous. It could have fed an army of 10, you know, with all the just the leftovers. But there are some families out there that have no food at all, and let alone to have food for the holiday. So a $30 donation, okay, and if you could make a $300 donation, we could feed 50 people. We could, you know, we could feed a whole heck of a lot more. Plus, you get what, you know, whatever you get for the donation of $300, a tote bag, a WGN tote bag. But a $30 donation, a simple $30 donation, will feed a family of five this holiday. And I think that's important because we have a lot of hungry families out there that listen to the show that can't afford to buy their own food.
How many people, Javier, make monthly donations? You know, give 300 or say, oh, I can't do 300, but I could do 30, 10, something like that. Does that happen very often?
Yeah, it does. Again, there's so many different ways to give, like the regular giving or even the one-time gifts. And all those gifts just support not only during the holidays, but throughout the year.
Hochberg read a note a little while ago from an immigrant woman who you told us off the air. You actually met her, right?
I have met her. Yeah, I was connected with her and her family. And it was just really neat. Just the lady who's coming in for just opportunities in this country, which we've seen many immigrants. For me, coming from an immigrant family, I really connect to that story.
Where's your family from?
My family's from Ecuador and Colombia.
Huh. So are you first generation here or second generation?
I was the first one in my family to be born in the United States.
Wow. Right. So when you came to the U.S., did you speak English?
Well, I was born here. My first language was Spanish because that's what my parents
knew. I guess that's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Yeah, my first language was Spanish. And then as I went to school, then I learned English.
We are at, by the way, producer Olive reminds me now, $300 for the John Williams Speed Jokes coffee mug. We're auctioning that off. The top bidder from 1 hour from now gets the two mugs and the two glasses, autographed by the morning show staff. Do we know who that is? I guess you've got the name and number right. Somebody out there has bid $300 on that. If you can go higher, is it Matt? Matt's got the $300 bid so far.
I talked to Vicky Cucuzzi, and she said that she's in for $500 if you don't get that high, because she just wants to have everybody's signature on the coffee mug in her kitchen.
Right. Well, Vicky's not going to be with us much longer when the shifts change January 3rd.
Really?
My show starts at 10. She'll still be on WGN Radio doing traffic, but not on my show because her shift ends at 10 and mine starts at 10. So, I suppose we should make sure we get Vicky.
Yeah, it would mean that much more because she'd be on another show. So there you go. Cucuzian, step it up.
Well, no, she's trying. Let's put it this way. I'll get Vicky that on my own. You can have one, too. It's a $300 donation so far. Just call 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You'll talk to producer Aleph, and she'll say, hey, you want to bid on that mug? The four of them, the two mugs and the two glasses. She'll set you up with that. But in the meantime, producer Olive is now waving her hands. She says we're at 350 now on that. Hooray.
Nice.
844-361-8400. Call the Salvation Army's headquarters, 844-361-8400. And that's where the operators are standing by to take your pledges. 844-361-8400. If you make a donation of $100 or more, you qualify for the WGN Retro Gray T-shirt. We sent out hundreds of those last year. They're really nice, cool T-shirts. We've got tote bags, cutting boards, picnic baskets, depending on how much you can make a donation. And listen, if you've ever wanted to go to a Blackhawks game, sit in the suite, have the food, the beverages, the dessert cart, you and a friend, Hochberg's donating that for your donation of $2,500. Give us $2,500 bucks to the Salvation Army. Just call 844-361-8400. Boy, that'd be a nice Christmas gift for somebody. Say, hey, I got you the suite.
I got you the suite.
The suite costs more than $2,500 for the year, but you don't want to buy it for the year. You just want that one game experience. So here you go.
Thanks for reminding me how much it costs.
I know. Hochberg owns the thing. Just take $2,500, give it to the Salvation Army, and then you're just like David Hochberg, one of those fancy people. 844-361-8400. You can also make a donation just by going to WGNradio.com. And if it's easier for you, you can text WGN Radio to 51555. By the way, when you give that $100 donation or more and qualify for the T-shirt, Marlene wants you to write in the little comments box what your size is. Otherwise, she has to call everybody that orders a T-shirt and say, what size would you like? So you might put that in the comments box and make sure we get them out more quickly that way. The number to call for the Army is 844-361-8400. And thank you, Jeffrey Leving, for your bit of $1,000, right? The match. So where are we now, Bob Coyne?
We're at $40,600.
Nice.
$40,600. And producer Aleph says that the Speed Jokes coffee mug are now at $500. So we got
Kikuzian stepped up. There you go.
Those are Kikuzian dollars.
Those are Kikuzian dollars, which is two for one. So it's like $750, really, if you think about it.
You know, I think Javier can probably speak to this better than I, but there are so many facilities throughout Chicagoland that the Salvation Army is in charge of, the Croc Center, Shield of Hope, the Alcohol Substance Center. And, you know, if someone needs emergency homeless shelter, the Salvation Army is there. If you have a flood or a fire or some disaster in your life, they are there with a rapid response center. And these are the types of facilities that the money is used to provide help and hope with.
Well, that's right. We even give people a ride to the shelters if they need it. We have a transportation program that goes, picks people up and takes them to where they need to go.
Well, I keep saying that the Salvation Army does the most good because for a long time the motto has been doing the most good. Does the Salvation Army still make that sort of their catchphrase? I know the theme for this year's program is different than that.
Right. Our fundraising campaign is called Hope Marches On, but our motto throughout the year is doing the most good. Again, we're trying to help the most families in the most need in the areas that need it the most.
Yeah. Okay. Can you help them help others? 844-361-8400. Just call 844-361-8400. You can make your donation that way. 844-361-8400. Have your credit card ready. If you're getting the T-shirt for $100, tell them what size you want. You may make a donation a little bit more. You get the tote bag. $500 gets you this amazing cutting board. There's an English-style willow picnic basket for four with the glasses of wine, the four plates, the flatware, the corkscrew, the salt and pepper shaker, all of the things you'd have for a picnic except the tuna sandwiches. And then remember, Hochberg's got, for $2,500, a pair of tickets to the Blackhawks game on December 21st or the 23rd for you and a friend. Call 844-361. What's the matter?
Matt Palmer was the $500 donation for your mugs, not Vicky Kikuzian. So nice job there, Matt Palmer.
Nice job, Matt Palmer. But you don't have it yet because we got almost an hour to go. Top bidder gets the mugs, and maybe you'd like to go to the hockey game. You can make your donations now. All right, it's 11:10. This is the last hour of whatever we call this here on WGN Radio. Good morning. I'm John Williams. Back to the normal show tomorrow, including best of speed jokes and news about the world in Chicago and beyond. Today we're focusing on the charitable giving that takes place in Chicago. You've been calling. Wow, hundreds of you have called 844-361-8400. We do this in 12 noon. Our goal has been $80,000. We're raising money for the Salvation Army. Hope Marches On is their campaign. But it doesn't march all by itself. They need dollars to fund their programs. It's an efficient organization. But, you know, those little trucks that drive to where the fires are, they need gas. and they've got buildings. And I don't know, Javier, do you guys have rent? Do you guys have mortgage payments to make too, like everybody else? Or do you own all of those buildings outright?
Yeah, we own most of them, and we have the overhead costs, administrative costs that we have to pay, but all of it goes to help so many families in need. 70% of the donations that we get during the holidays happen now, and so that's why this fundraiser is so critical for us.
So here's what I said. I'll auction off 2 WGN John Williams Speed Jokes coffee mugs and 2 1-pint glasses, the Speed Jokes glasses, a set of 4 for your family. Imagine that, under the tree. And the top bid so far is $600 from Tim. We close the bidding on that in 38 minutes. It's 11:12 on WGN. If you want to bid on that, call producer Aleph or Sarah Tiemann, sitting on the other side of the big glass here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The easiest way to make a donation is just to call the Salvation Army's headquarters. Here's the number to make a donation, 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. By the way, Ed Wehmer is on a phone line. Hey, Ed, it's John Williams. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you today?
That's Ed from Wintrust Bank. Nice to hear your voice again, the CEO of Wintrust Financial Corporation. Ed, I haven't talked to you in a while. Have you been good?
Everything's been great around here. It's this time of year, you're out every night and having fun with clients and family and friends. It gets a little tough on the liver and everything, but I'll make it.
I thought you were going to say tough on the knees, on the legs. I mean, it's tough on all of those parts, I guess. And yet you and I know.
I got a new knee last November and had back surgery in May, so I've done my 67-mile checkup. I'm ready to rock and roll.
You and I were talking the other day, though. Some folks are doing really well, and just like last year, some folks aren't. And that's why you guys have been very generous with the Salvation Army.
Well, the Army does great work, and they go to the fringes and take care of people, go places you and I wouldn't want to go that often, and take care of people when they really need help. And I think what you're doing with the kettle is awesome, and we'd like to help you with that if we can.
Okay, well, let's do one of those matches. I'll make a dollar donation if you make a dollar donation. How much will you go up for, Ed?
I'll go to 10 grand.
Boy.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give a dollar, you give a dollar. I give $20, you give $20. My 25 is 50, my 100 is 200. Heck, if I give 100 bucks, Bob Coyne, I get the WGN t-shirt, and I know that Wintrust is going to give another $100, so 100 is 200, right? I think the math on that is correct.
As a CPA, I can confirm that you are correct.
Are you a CPA, sir?
I am.
That's good.
I got out of college. I'm in college, but I'm a rugby player hanging around, and I'm laying upside down on the couch. My dad goes, "What are you going to do?" I go, "Big dumb dog." I go, "Business." "So what kind of business?" I go, "Business." He goes, "Go get your CPA. You get paid to go around and ask real dumb questions. Find out what you like in life, and then go for it." I like banking. I ended up doing banking. So best advice my dad ever gave me.
Seems to be working out for all of us now. Wintrust, $10,000 if you make a donation right now. So let's take $10,000 of Ed's money. Call 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. A $10,000 match. Let's see if we can use all $10,000 of your dollars by 11:30. It's 11:15. Ed, thanks for your donation. Thanks for your patronage here at WGN and all the good you're doing in the community.
John, thanks for what you do. You're really helping a lot of people doing this, and we're happy to tag along with you.
Okay, $10,000. If you give $10,000, heck, if you give $2,500, you can sit with David Hochberg in the suite at a Blackhawks game, you and a friend. All you got to do is call 844-361-8400. And for $2,600, you can ask that Hochberg not be in the suite.
Which is, absolutely.
Exclude him if you want. 844-361-8400. That's our match for this half hour.
Text line also, John.
Hour.
Text line also. Don't forget to text 5155 WGN Radio, no space, to 51555.
If you text WGN Radio to 51555, text WGN Radio to 51555. You can make a donation that way. Or go to WGNradio.com, click there, have your credit card ready, and away you go. I said if you call into the radio show, call 312-981-7200. You can bid on a Speed Jokes coffee mug, actually two of them, plus two glasses, a set of four. And the bidding on that is up to, what are we at there, Bobby?
Well, I think Elif has that number, but I have a nice comment. I think it's, go ahead, Elif, maybe you know the number.
$850 now on the mugs.
Thomas Mata donated some money on our virtual kettle, and he left a comment. If everyone that listens to and enjoys Speed Jokes with John Williams would just give $30, the price it costs the Salvation Army to provide one meal to a family of five, this donation drive could be over in 10 minutes.
Well, what's the number we're at right now? What's our total in the virtual
kettle? Last I looked, 47216. That's before Ed's donation.
47216. Yeah, that doesn't include. Well, let's. Boy, I'd love to make that 20,000.
49880 before Ed's donation. 49880.
Wait, 49880. So
yes.
I'm going to round that up to 50,000. He's going to give 10,000. That'd be.
That's right.
That'd be. Let's see, 60, what did I say?
60.
It'd be 60,000. And it'd be 70,000 if you can match his generous $10,000. It's a match. Every dollar you give, they'll give a dollar. Call right now. The number is 844-361-8400 or go to WGNradio.com. I still like, Javier, the idea of just saying, I can do $10 a month for 12 months and do $120 that way. There's no donation too small, especially if you do it that way, right?
That's right. Every dollar helps. And that way you can just, you know, make it and not even have to think about it. And knowing that at the end of the year, you're helping so many families.
I suppose it's good for the Salvation Army to know, too. They have a fixed amount of money coming in every month to meet not only operating costs, things that you budgeted for, but sometimes things come up. You didn't know there was going to be a tornado. You didn't know there was going to be a pandemic. You didn't know there was going to be a fire. So I suppose your expenses are kind of hard to calculate, too.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, surprises happen all the time. Crises happen when we don't expect it. So we want to be prepared for all possibilities.
We're at $850 on the Speed Jokes coffee mug. Call 312-981-7200. The virtual kettle has how much money now, Bob Coyne? We're looking at...
$49,936.
Okay, I'm going to pause here. Let's see if we can't come up with a bigger number.
$52,536. Sorry to interrupt. $52,536.
You can interrupt with that. $52,536. Remember, we need to get that number to 60 to make it a $10,000 match. So let's surprise everybody. After
John,
this break,
we have a $2,500 donation from Robert Morris for the Blackhawks suite.
Welcome to the game,
he's not
Robert.
The only one, but we need a few more of those.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert, for that very generous donation. You call 844-361-8400 right now. Let's come back with a big number. Desiree, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. So are you going to make a bid on that set of coffee mugs and glasses?
Yeah, definitely. My bid is in at $850.
Nice.
You are winning at 11:23. We close the bidding at 8 at 11:50. So in 27 minutes, if nobody outbids you, you get the autographed Speed Jokes coffee mugs, two of them, and the two glasses. How's that sound?
That sounds great. You know what? If someone outbids me, John, I'm pretty competitive. I may have to call back in.
You keep listening, and thank you for your donation. I'll take what I can get. $850 is the top bid so far, and Desiree is listening. Okay, Desiree, thank you so much for that.
Thanks, John. Thanks for all your work.
Hey, Shane, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great. How are you all?
Shane Carlin is with the Salvation Army. Javier, you know Shane, right?
Yes, I do know Shane very well.
What's Shane do over at the Salvation Army?
Yeah, he works in the development department, and yeah, we partner together in different things, and he's just a great person to work with.
So, Shane, we tasked you with just monitoring the phones and tell us what our listeners are saying or doing when they call in. What have you got for us?
Well, first, I should say I want to thank our dozen folks that are answering the calls all the time right now here. A few things. One is we got a $25 gift in honor of her son, wishing him a Merry Christmas because her son has a disability, and also rings a bell for iconic red kettle. So
wow.
What a great story. Another gentleman talked to his financial planner and said, and they talked to each other and said, okay, I'm going to give $22,500 for this year-end gift. So feel free to talk to your financial planner, spouse,
no
yourself.
Kidding.
and feel free to give to the Salvation Army. And lastly, John, I should tell you that I just got a call for a $2,000 gift, and I took that one, and she loves the Salvation Army and listens to you, John, all the time in the car, so that's why she gave.
I'm so glad to hear it. All right, I'll let you get back to doing what you're doing, Shane. Thank everybody over there for us, okay?
We sure will. Thank you.
So the $22,500 transfer is not included in our virtual kettle total. Someone's going to make that donation. I'm going to count it, though. So what is the amount we show in our virtual kettle then, Bob?
$57,280,
which means we still have room for the match of about $2,800 from Ed Wehmer, which is nice to know. Make a donation, they'll make a donation too. Hey, Matt, you're on WGN Radio. Matt, what can I do for you?
Hey, John, I'm going to up the bid. I'm going to $875.
This is really bad news for Desiree. She seemed like a nice lady. You're going to take the
she
mug
did.
From her.
She definitely did. But, hey, can I tell you a little story of why I'm doing this, John?
Go ahead.
Okay, so not to be, like, completely out there, but I was in prison for a couple of years, and the Salvation Army came through with presents for my kid while I was gone.
Nice.
So I'm in a position today to be able to pay it back, and that's why I'm doing this. And if I can get some WGN swag to go along with it, because you guys have been a part of my life forever, I'm down.
That's great. Good for you.
You know, I say sometimes we got a really big bus here, and you're just another example of that. There's all kinds of folks living all kinds of lives out there. Sounds like you're back on solid ground, and you reaching back out to us and giving some money to the Salvation Army sure makes me feel good about what I do, my friend.
Definitely. You should, John. I've listened to you since day one, man, and I've talked to you probably, I don't know, 20 times throughout the years, and you've always just been a concrete in my life. Even while I was away, I listened.
All right, you stay there. Talk to producer Aleph off the air, okay?
Thank you, sir.
How about that? Roy Spencer, did you hear that story? How about that, huh?
I sure did, John, and kudos to you, David, everybody there. I just love that, you know, people are feeding off each other. You're spurring this, and very contagious. It's very heartening to hear.
Well, let's talk about the contagiousness of it. So what have you got for us there, Roy Spencer from PermaSeal?
Well, we're part of the Sweet Home Chicago group.
Oh, that's right. So you're in for the $20,000.
Yeah. I'm glad to do it. It's such a great group, and kudos to Dave for pulling it together. It's a very generous group, and all very like-minded that way. So you're in really good company there, and we're so happy to be part of that.
This is Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. He and his folks regularly visit with David Hochberg on his Home Sweet Home Chicago Real Estate Show Saturday mornings on WGN. And David has pledged from all of you. I don't know if he told you guys this, but he's in for $25,000 he's going to get from all of you guys. That sound okay?
Oh, yeah. That should be openers. And, you know, if I could get those mugs you were talking about, I'd be happy to match whatever your top bid is.
I think that's up to $15,000 now, Roy. You good with that?
Well, like I say, we spur each other on the greater giving. So
I'll tell you what. Yes, if you'll give extra whatever the top bid is, I'll make sure you get a couple of the mugs in the mail. How's that sound, my friend?
That sounds like a good deal.
That's Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, John. Keep up good work, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We're at 9:50. You can call 312-981-7200 to bid on those mugs. But, heck, you don't need a mug. You just need to call 844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400. And the likes of Team Hochberg as well as Ed Wehmer from Wintrust are matching donations up to $10,000 and $20,000.
That's great.
Speed Jokes the Replay tomorrow. And then Friday, of course, our very best of. We have 24 more minutes. We said we would do this until 12 noon to try and hit $80,000, my goal for our virtual kettleful, the Salvation Army. You can make a donation right now by calling 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400. Go to WGNRadio.com if you want to do it online. There's a link there. Or maybe you want to text WGN Radio to 51555. You can make a donation there. What are you looking at, Bob Coyne? What's the total in our virtual kettle now?
$61,648. Hey,
$61,648.
Yes.
And then we hit that $10,000 mark. So Ed Wehmer is going to give us $10,000 from Wintrust. That puts us at 71,648. And then somebody listening said they were going to make a $22,500 fund transfer, which hasn't gone through yet, but I'm going to add 22,500.
Where are we at?
The 841, carry the 14. That puts us at $94,148.
56 grand striking distance for Joe's mustache. I got a great story here I'd like to share with our listeners. 10-year-old young lady by the name of Addison. Mother's name is Paula. Addison was born with a multiplicity of medical challenges. Autism, spina bifida, sensory deprivation disorder, and an inoperable tumor on her spine. Paula, her mother, lost her job because she had to stay at home to care for Addison. And forget about over the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical bills that she's had to incur due to taking care of Addison for obvious reasons. And typically, Paula would have a Christmas tree at this time of year with lots of presents underneath the Christmas tree. And Addison asked her mom if Santa was coming this year or if Addison did something bad. Because not only was there not a Christmas tree, but there weren't any gifts under that Christmas tree. In addition to Addison, Paula's two other kids, Chris, 17, and Eric, 18, were able to enjoy Christmas this year due to the Angel Tree program, which provides Christmas presents to children who would not otherwise have had a Christmas or have gone with a Christmas without gifts. So to all the listeners out there that have the tree up, that have all the presents underneath the tree, just think about that, right? I mean, just picture if you're at home, take a look at what you have in your living room or wherever you put a tree. I'm a Jewish guy. We have a menorah and we're done with it already. You know, but just envision that, right? And there are tons of families out there, listeners out there, our brothers and sisters that are listening that can't afford it. And every dollar that you could give, if it's a dollar, if it's 10, it's whatever. It doesn't matter. It all adds up. And if you could text 515-55-WGN radio, no space, or the phone number, John, if you guys want to give that out. We we're down to the final 20 minutes here, and we've got a big push to feed as many families and to buy gifts for as many families out there as possible.
It's 11:39. Javier Montenegro is in our studio, Divisional Secretary for Program at the Metro Divisional Headquarters of the Salvation Army. And it's probably difficult for parents to sometimes explain to their kids why we are in the straits we're in.
It is very hard. Again, parents, I don't think they want to be in financial difficulties or in situations where they're facing crisis. Obviously, they would prefer everything to be okay, but that's not what we face in this last year and a half. So when they're struggling, you know, we're there for them.
How about that guy that called in a little while ago, said he was incarcerated for a while and the Salvation Army was really important to him?
Yeah, that's right. And last year, we gave out 250,000 clothes, toys, and gifts for people, including people whose families are affected by their own incarceration. We try to give hope in the darkest places. And with those gifts, we're able to give a little bit of joy to families who might be struggling.
We weren't able to do it last year, but for several years, sometimes Brenda and I, sometimes me, I would go with the Army to 29th in California. Yep. And actually provide a little Christmas for the men that were incarcerated there. That was a real eye-opener. You know, the and it was funny because when the major would read scripture from the Bible, they would all say it out loud from memory. There was something really redeeming about coming in there, handing them a candy cane, shaking their hand and saying, you know, good luck to you, God bless you, Merry Christmas.
And the kids of those incarcerated didn't do anything wrong. And that's what's so great about the story of that former inmate, you know, rehashing his story about how the Salvation Army stepped in to provide for his family. And you know, explain what you did, Javier. You go up and down the cells and take orders and take requests, for lack of a better term.
That's right. We're there with pencils and paper to give out to the inmates. And we kind of quickly go through each floor, get their information, their family's information, and then later on collect the gifts and distribute it to the families.
To raise money for the Salvation Army, I also said we'll auction off a set of two Speed Jokes coffee mugs and two of our one-pint glasses to whoever gives us the highest donation between now and it's 11:55 over the next 13 minutes. Desiree called in with a bid earlier, but then somebody trumped her. Desiree, you're not the top bidder now.
Really? Where is the bid?
Well, it was somebody gave, I think it was $8.50. So what's your next bid?
Let's go with 1,000 because that gentleman inspired me.
All right. It's $1,000 now Desiree's going to give for the two Speed Jokes coffee mugs and the one-pint glasses. We'll autograph them up for you if you like. You've got to hang in there now. It's 11:42. We got 13 more minutes. No, I said we were going to end this at 11:50. We got 8 more minutes, Desiree.
All right. Fingers crossed, John. Thank you.
I'll put you on hold in case you want to be nearby. Shane Carlin is at the call center. Hey, Shane, this is John. How are you?
Good, John. The phones are continuing to ring thanks to you all, so we really appreciate it.
Yeah. Donations coming in, I guess, large and small, huh? Somebody gave over $20,000. Some folks are giving $20, right?
Exactly. But, you know, I got to give you another story here. A donor's grandfather, World War One POW in Wales, Salvation Army was there to provide donuts and coffee on donut days. And it was a huge moral support for him at that time. And so she wanted to give because of that. So what a great cause in that situation.
Join us again if you can. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
That's part of the Salvation Army's legacy are those donuts, right?
That's right. I mean, they're not super healthy, but they definitely help support people that are out there.
Back to World War One, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a long history of helping those soldiers. Again, putting our own lives in danger to support those soldiers out there.
That's why we did Donut Days all those years, because that's the legacy of the Salvation Army, being there with spiritual and physical sustenance for people. Scott Harula is a... am I saying your last name correctly, Scott? How do you pronounce your last name?
Yep, Harula, you said it exactly right. And I was with you one of those Christmases down there at 29th in California playing trombone. I remember it well, and it meant a lot that you were with us.
It means a lot to, you know, that was a real instance where they were giving us back more than we were giving them, don't you think?
100%. The strains of Silent Night filling the cell block and people with just a reverent bowing of the head and hearing the scriptures and reading along as you responded, that was amazing.
Yeah. You're the envoy for the Army, spreading the good word as best you can. Before I let you go, what's the message from you, Mr. Envoy, for the Salvation Army?
I'm on the front lines out here in Joliet, Will County. I was with the team of bell ringers this morning, and I told them I was going to tell your listeners that they're out there ringing that bell, counting on their support. We're going to be there throughout this coming year with hope, with compassion, and with joy to let people know they're not alone. We're there for the last and the least, whomever it might be, and we wish everybody a Merry Christmas and thank them for their support.
You do what you do real well, Scott. Thanks for your time this morning.
God bless you, John.
All right, so now we're at 11:44. What's the total in the virtual kettle there, Bob Coyne?
66,352, and it's fun reading some of these comments. Someone gave $10 and said, shave the stash, Joe.
There you go. You see? At least I'm out front, you know, expressing the feeling of all the listeners. Joe doesn't realize.
We're doing him a favor.
We're actually helping him out.
We said if we got enough money, we'd make Joe Brand shave his mustache that he's been rocking these days. The top bid on the Speed Jokes coffee mugs and glasses is now, I'm looking at the other side of the glass, and it says $1,200.
Wow.
Which is bad news for Desiree, because Desiree, you called in just moments ago with what I thought nobody would top, $1,000. Now it's $1,200, Desiree. So thanks anyway. Desiree. There.
Sorry, John. I'm glad somebody bid $1,250, though. Keep up the great work.
Okay, wait a minute. Is the top bid $1,200 or $1,250 right now? It's $1,200. So it's $1,200 right now. You could have them for $1,250, but you don't have
okay.
to. I'll take
okay, the... Okay, $1,250. You convinced me. You twisted my arm.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
I think that's only like one gold filling out of Desiree's mouth, right? I mean, we you know, we could pry that gold filling out in order to pay for that mug.
What are you talking about? Leave Desiree alone.
That's all right.
Hey, Matt, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning, Matt.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are killing me. 12, what is it? 1250? 1275. Yeah.
1275. Matt, hold the line for just a second. You know what I think we should do is give each of them
call it a
the
day.
Speed Jokes coffee mugs and the glasses.
Yeah, I think a 1250 is a
producer
good
Producer Aleph just whispered something in my ear. What did you say, Producer Aleph? I'm not exactly sure what you were trying to tell me over
there. I was just saying that someone named Jamie called in before Desiree went up to 1250. 50. He bid 1200.
Yeah, and we're 1275 now. So Jamie, thank you, and Matt and Desiree and Jamie, if you want them for 1275 each, we'll honor those bids and close the bidding on these Speed Jokes coffee mugs.
How awesome is that? That's great. That's crazy.
844-361-8400 is the number to call now. As we wrap it up this year, 844-361-8400. If you call that number, the good folks like Shane that you were listening to a moment ago are answering the phones for the Salvation Army. What did this person say? Did David take a chill pill? He is not as animated as he used to be when he was heavier. Glad you are doing this.
Soda.
The phones are so busy that I've had to give them my number so the Salvation Army could call me back when they weren't too busy taking phone calls. So that's nice to hear. 844-361-8400. Elif, now you're looking at me with a worried look on your face. What's the matter now?
Well, Jamie called back and he said he wants to go up to $13.50.
I'm going to do this. Jamie, we will take your $13.50. Desiree and Matt, you guys are good at $12.75 because I said we would give you the mugs at $12.75. So Merry Christmas and thank you all for those donations.
That's another four G's right there.
Now that you mention it, so if we add that, okay, let's do the math on this in just a minute. But we sign off at 11:57 and we've concluded our Speed Jokes coffee mug auction with...
That was amazing.
Three people all agreeing to give $1,250 to the Salvation Army. So three times 1250 is 3,600, right?
Three times 1250 to 3,750.
Thank you for that. That is not included in the 68,000 we're showing in our kettle. Ed Wehmer from Wintrust is going to throw in 10,000. And then one of our listeners is transferring $22,500 after reaching out to their financial advisor. That gets us to $10,764 minimum. I know some of you can't get in right now. When you call the Salvation Army, you will keep trying or they'll call you back. 844-361-8400.
You said 10,000 by mistake. It's $100,764, John. $100,000.
Oh, did I say 10?
Yeah.
107.
We started with 10.
Yeah,
3 hours
ago. So we've raised about $100,000 here today. Javier Montenegro with the Salvation Army's Divisional Headquarters is in our studio. And this gets added to a gigantic bucket, doesn't it? Services in need.
That's right. Our Hope Marches On campaign is trying to raise $18 million. But this definitely does go a long way. It's so important for us to meet our goal. 70% of our total donations happen during the holiday season. And you guys are helping us to make that.
If you get a little envelope in the mail, maybe this is a reminder to fill that out because a lot of folks do the white mail campaign as well, right?
That's right. They can give during the mail. Yeah, we have a mail appeal every month or so for people to donate as well.
I'd like to make it easy for you right now if you call 844-361-8400 or you just go to WGNradio.com. You'll see us with the kettle there. And folks are also texting WGN Radio to 51555. That might be the easiest way for you to do it, too. By the way, I just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors and to our listeners. If I don't get a chance to do it in the next 3 minutes, thank you for listening to this nonsense. Thank you for making those very generous donations. And thanks to so many of our sponsors who said, hey, it's not enough to advertise. I want to be part of that community campaign, the giving back. So thanks to all of you, especially the team that was part of David Hochberg's show on Saturday morning. There's about 20 of the sponsors there who have all contributed to what is a $25,000 donation to our kettle as well. And by the way, all of these numbers, Bob, are not showing up in the kettle yet because some of them still need to be made. The people that bought the mugs, for instance, they're bidding. And then when the bidding closes in 60 seconds, they'll make the donation. So probably this time tomorrow is when we'll have the total, right, Bob?
I would love to have a microphone on my computer because every time someone makes a donation, I get another ding. And the number just keeps going up and up and up. And it's amazing the generosity.
So we were at 68,000 in the virtual kettle. What are you looking at in the virtual kettle?
75,568.
I donated on the text line because we got a call that some of the phone lines are so backed up that they're saying, hey, we'll call you back. What's your number? You can go to the text line right now. I am about as technologically challenged as it gets. And I texted WGN Radio, no space, at 51555. Click the link, bam, you fill out the form, and they took and the money went through automatically, and it was quick, and it showed up instantaneous on our kettle.
2021 has been good for a lot of people. A lot of us have rebounded. A lot of us didn't feel the pinch of 2020, and a lot of us did and still do. And that's, I think, another message we should just remind our listeners, right, Javier, that forget Omicron. It's been a hard year for people. It doesn't make it any easier with this thing now. And there's a lot of folks that are on the bottom side of that K curve.
Right. This whole thing lasted a lot longer than I'm sure any of us expected. And it's been very, very challenging for people. But we've been there for them. And I know the support that we're getting here from so many great listeners, that's what helps us to do all that we do throughout the year. And without that support, we can't do all that we do. So it's so critical. So I'm so grateful for the support that we're getting today and throughout the holiday season.
To Matt and Desiree and Jamie, the mugs are in the mail. Thank you for your thousands of dollars of donations. To all of you who donated large and small, thank you very much. To the Salvation Army, thank you for keeping hope and marching it forward throughout Chicagoland, providing services all year long. That hey, get in here, hurry up. Is that
come on, Joe?
It's Joe Brandt.
Get that mustache that's going away tomorrow.
Mask on, mask off, mustache still on. Joe, you're going to take care of that for us, are you, or no?
Nice.
You want me to? Where are we at? Where are the numbers at right now?
We're close.
Over 100,000.
75,888.
See, this is again what happened last year, too.
The phones are ringing off the hook. The goal was 125 for you to shave your mustache.
We're doing you a favor. We want you to know we have a ton of texters agreeing to shave the stash.
A ton.
Yeah. Okay, six. Here's what's going to happen. At this time tomorrow, we'll announce what the total is. If it's over 120, Joe, the mustache comes off.
So I get to keep it for another day.
Enjoy it
for the next 24 hours. I get to do whatever I want to do with the mustache.
Take it to the movies.
I'll go on Navy Pier, go on the Ferris wheel. Yeah. One last hurrah.
Thank you, Joe. You're a good sport.
Thank
you. Bob Coyne, nice job this year. Sarah Tiemann, Dave Marzullo, David Hochberg. And a round of applause for Mr. Montenegro here, Javier, and all of the folks at the Salvation Army.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Producer Aleph as well. She's been on a treadmill this morning, running around doing everything we've asked her to do. Hey, we did it. Over $100,000 for the Salvation Army. Well done, everybody. Final total tomorrow morning.